Ready to get into some VAT rulings. I know, not usually the most thrilling topic, but this one, it's actually fascinating. We're talking electric vehicles and the EU, a real international clash.
Yeah, this is a great example of how those old tax rules struggle to keep up with these new business models.
Exactly. So we've got this company, Digital Charging Solutions, DCS for short, and they're causing a stir in the Swedish electric vehicle market. Thing is, they're a German company and don't actually own any charging stations themselves.
Right, they're more like the connector, the network.
Perfect way to put it. Think of them like a VIP pass for EV charging.
Yeah, like they give drivers access to a whole bunch of charging stations across Europe, all owned by different companies, the charge point operators, the CPOs, and DCS handles all the nitty-gritty, billing, finding the closest charger, all that.
Super convenient, right. But here's where it gets interesting. The Swedish tax agency, they're saying DCS owes them VAT on the whole shebang. Like DCS is the one selling the electricity.
And that's where the disagreement comes in.
Big time. DCS is basically saying, hold on a sec, we're just the middleman here. We don't own the electrons. We're providing a service. Mm.
And that's where the whole concept of commissionaire enters the picture. This is crucial to understand the court's ruling. DCS is acting on behalf of the EV driver when they're getting that electricity from the CPO.
Okay, so think of it like this. You're on the hunt for that rare first edition book, right? And you hire a book scout to find it for you. They buy it, their name's on the receipt, but ultimately, it's your book. That's the commissionaire. They're making the deal, but they don't own the goods in the end.
Exactly. And that distinction, it's huge EE when you're trying to figure out who's on the hook for VAT. So the Swedish tax agency saw this as one big bundle, one service, and DCS was adamant. No, 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 there are two separate things happening here. Us getting the electricity for you and then providing access to the network and taking care of your bills.
Classic what even IS a service dilemma, especially in the digital age, because DCS isn't handing you a physical product, but you're definitely getting something tangible. Those lovely electrons powering your car.
Right. And this is why the European Court of Justice had to step in. This wasn't just about DCS. Their decision impacts the whole EV charging landscape. They had to figure out if charging your car, even with all these digital platforms involved, is ultimately a supply of goods or a service.
So, drumroll please. What did the court decide?
The court came back with a pretty clear message. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how many apps or fancy platforms are involved. At the end of the day, you're buying electricity, a tangible thing. Those old rules about goods, they still apply. They base this on the EU VAT directive, which lays it out. Supplying goods, that means transferring ownership of something tangible. And electricity, well, it's considered tangible property.
So even with all the digital bells and whistles, it all boils down to that physical electron flow. But how does that commissionaire thing actually play into this?
That commissionaire role is really the key piece here. What the court is saying is DCS is essentially acting like your representative, you the EV driver, when they buy that electricity from the CPO.
Ah, okay. So it's like DCS is making two supplies. Getting the electricity on my behalf first, and then supplying it to me through their network and billing system.
You got it. And that distinction is super important for VAT liability. Who's ultimately responsible? You know, it's kind of like a relay race. That VAT liability baton gets passed depending on who is actually supplying the goods at each step.
This is making my head spin a little bit, but I think I'm starting to get it. So what does all this mean for companies like DCS and other players in this whole EV charging world?
Well, for DCS and companies like them, it's a bit of a mixed bag. On one hand, it gives them some clarity, like, okay, here's how VA works for you guys, and that's important for running a business, obviously. But on the other hand, it makes things a bit more complex when it comes to the admin side of things.
Right, because now they're responsible for collecting and paying VAT on the electricity that goes to their users, even though they're not the ones directly selling it.
Exactly. And it's not just paperwork. Imagine the headache of dealing with different VAT rates across all these EU countries.
Oof. Yeah, I can see that being a logistical nightmare. Okay, so DCS has some new challenges. What about me, the everyday EV driver? Should I be worried about charging costs going up because of this?
It's hard to say for sure. The ruling doesn't actually say anything about prices. But it could definitely have some knock-on effects. You know, companies like DCS might need to tweak their pricing to accommodate this new VAT situation.
So there's a chance those costs might end up getting passed down to us at the charging station.
It's possible, yeah. But here's the potential upside. All this clarity, it could actually lead to more competition in the EV charging market. If everyone knows the rules of the game, it might encourage more companies to get involved.
Ah, right. More competition, that usually means better prices for us in the long run.
Exactly. As the EV market grows and grows, this ruling could be really important for creating a thriving and competitive charging ecosystem.
I'm with you. Okay, so we've talked about the implications for DCS and for us EV drivers, but I gotta ask, does this ruling have bigger implications beyond just the EV charging world?
Good question. I'm glad you brought that up. This case, it's not just about electric vehicles. It's about how we define goods and services in this digital age. Think about things like ride-sharing apps, food delivery platforms, online marketplaces. They all connect people with physical goods through digital platforms.
You're right. This ruling could actually set a precedent for how all sorts of businesses are taxed across the EU.
It does raise some very interesting questions. Are those platforms just providing a service?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they facilitating the supply of goods? This whole case really shows how tricky it can be to apply those old tax rules to these new digitally driven business models.
It's like trying to fit square pegs in round holes sometimes. The lines between the physical and digital are getting blurrier all the time.
Exactly. And as we move further into this digital age, cases like this, they're going to become more and more common. It's a fascinating area to watch because it touches on everything from consumer rights and business innovation to international trade and tax policy. It's a lot.
This has gone way beyond just plugging in your car. It's about the future of the whole digital economy.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this case so important. It forces us to really think about what goods and services actually mean in a world where the lines are constantly shifting.
So for someone like me, just trying to wrap my head around all this, what's the key takeaway here?
I'd say the biggest takeaway is don't take those labels, goods, and services for granted. They're not fixed anymore. There's fluid concepts.
Yeah.
And as technology evolves, the way we categorize and regulate those basic economic building blocks will evolve too.
You know what? I feel like I just got a crash course in the digital economy. It's amazing how a case about EV charging can open up all these big questions.
And that's the best part about a good deep dive. You never know where it's going to lead you.
Well, that was a lot to take in. We've gone from VAT on EV charging to the future of the digital economy. Feels like we've covered a lot of ground.
Definitely. And it shows just how connected everything is these days. What happens in one area, like with electric cars, can have a big impact on how the whole economy works.
So for our listener who's been with us this whole time, what's the one thing they should really remember from all this?
I'd say keep in mind that the definitions of goods and services, they're not so clear-cut anymore. As technology changes, those categories will change too.
Yeah, it's almost like we need a new way to describe things in this digital world. So if someone wants to learn more, where should they go? Feels like we've only just scratched the surface.
Oh, absolutely. For those who like to dig into the details, you can find the full court ruling online. And the EU VAT committee, they've got some helpful guidelines about VAT and EV charging.
Great resources. And for those who want to stay up to date on all this, are there any websites or anything you'd recommend?
V8update.com is a fantastic resource. It's got all the latest news and analysis on EU VAT law and policy. They even have a specific newsletter on ECJ VAT cases, so you can get the latest rulings right in your inbox.
Perfect. So to recap, the EU court, they said, even with a company like DCS in the middle, charging an EV is basically supplying a good, and that good is electricity. And that commissionaire role, it's really important because it determines who's ultimately responsible for the VAT.
Exactly. And here's one last thing to think about. What other industries might be affected by rulings like this in the future? How will all these changing definitions of goods and services impact international trade and tax policies down the road?
See, it's a big question, but an important one to consider. This deep dive has been a great reminder that we're all part of this ongoing conversation about how to navigate our increasingly digital world. Thanks for joining us.